Oh. My beloved Babaji, you showed me a new territory, a new beauty that I never seen before. I became totally intoxicated in your beauty, in your bliss, where all these small personal things seem so distant, gone. That is the way to be with the Guru, Toshan. Get intoxicated. So you disappear and only that beauty, that love is left. Expand me, please, my beloved, until the point where I can meet you, where I can see your garden. That is very easy to meet me. Just let go of all these personal problems and become a little more intoxicated. Rumi have this saying, there is a field. There is a field, a flower field. Beyond your mind, your problems, your ego. I wait for you there. I meet you there. That's where these people are, waiting. We are becoming so beautiful at your feet, each one of us, from your pulsating heart, Toshan. Very good, Toshan. Beloved, awesome Baba, I'm having such a great time. On the second day of the retreat, I felt like the whole retreat in Brazil was refreshed into my system again. And the rest has been such a fresh journey. I love staying in the camp with the Brazilians. It's really nice to live here, surrounded by their joyful energy. I feel much more relaxed and connected with the friends in the Sangha. So now I enjoy the retreats even more. I know, Samara, it's good for you because you've been holding back like many people. And that's my whole idea, to mix these frozen Scandinavians with the Brazilians. So they can start melting and get some new ideas. But then again, for God's sake, you all Brazilians, don't forget to start cooling down a bit. Because you can go on and on and on, blabbering. So it's two sides of the story, Samara. You only see your story, of course. But I always seen both and more. So I will explain to you. It is very good. I know that these people, some of the Brazilians, is good for them, good for you to get out. Because you've been more in, more shy. So many people have this, so then it's helpful. But from their side, it's not so helpful because they've been doing it and doing it and doing it. And many of them, they are all timers. They've been with me for a long time. And they go on doing the same stupid things. Same stupid things. And especially here, some people in the camp, which we have provided for them to be in the commune, be in the Buddha field, be in Dharma Mountain. But they always bring their own old habits. It seems like they can't really connect to what is happening here. They go on doing the same thing, the unconscious thing. So for you it's good, but for them it's not good. So it's a paradox. And I try to give everybody freedom. But kids are kids. And some kids, they don't want to grow up. But when you have kids that is 30, 40, 50 years old, then you have to start reminding them that is something else happening here. Instead of just doing your stupid things, smoking, drinking, playing cards, gossiping, what will come out of that? Absolutely no consciousness. And that's why you are so stagnant, going on polluting yourself with the smoking, with the drinking, with the unconscious talking. So it's two sides of the story. Of course, for the new people who come, and especially for the young people, it can be very exciting. But when they have done this and they have nothing more to learn from it, then it's just an unconscious habit. And it doesn't fit here. So it's very good that this came up. Because now I have heard from many people, they are annoyed with these people. And they don't need to learn how to gossip and play cards and party. They learn to come back to themselves. They need to learn to be silent. They need to meditate. And that is what is happening around me. It should be a place where people come back and become more quiet. No, they have 12 months out of the year. So those 11 months, let them be as stupid as they always has been. But for God's sake, here, after today, start behaving a little bit. So you can become a little more conscious, a little more aware, a little more beautiful. Instead of bringing your old way of living into the Buddha field. And many people have said, what is it happening? Music at all times of the day, gossiping, talking, they are not in tune at all with what can happen for them. So it's a total waste of time. So now when it had helped you, Samara, very good, but now it stops. So any young people that comes now, they're going to have a more hard time because all these stupid old people who's doing the same, they can't do it. So then you have to go to Brazil to hang out with them, which is also good. There is a handful, and one handful can destroy for so many. Of course, for the young kids, for the teenagers, it's very exciting because it's new. But looking at in the Sangha is totally stupid. Utterly unconscious, ugly. But they have no eyes themselves to see and to understand because they are so transfixed in their own thing that I have to remind them. So this is how it is. And that joyful energy many times is just unconscious. And they are desperate. Some people are desperate for party, and especially the Brazilians. But it's just because they cannot be by themselves. And here, you have a totally different celebration going on. Your friends, your party, your gossip, your playing cards, it won't follow you. You have to leave all that. What is important is that you come back to yourself, that you start feeling some happiness in yourself, some peace in yourself, some wisdom in yourself, instead of just wasting it. Even here in this temple, you're wasting your opportunity. I'm a bit sad about leaving this retreat, but at the same time, it feels good to go out in the world, new situations and integrations into my system. Yes, it's very good, Samara, because you are young and it's new, it's exciting, the world is exciting, explore it. And now you have changed, you are ready for it. You will have more fun. Love and gratitude from deep within my heart. Then you are a poet also, I remember that. And I tell you, your poetry is much more important than partying with the Brazilians. Because that comes from the inside. And it can be very exciting on the outside. Party is very good, but to lose yourself, to be into a habit that you always have to meet and talk and go out, that's a perfect way to not face yourself. But like everything is coming up here. Then you're writing a very long poem. Very good. I will just take some of it. I managed to stutter, "Who are you?" His words came as from a voice within. I'm a lover. I'm your springtime flower. I sing your songs of forgotten worlds and words, along with my orchestra of innocent birds and birdsong. Without an ending or a start, a transparent dancer that all beauty shines through, I am you. By the time you are free, you will be bloom into me. I'm Swaha, the white swan. Your inner light from dusk to dawn. Love, Samara. Very good. The day some of those famous party Brazilian could write something like that, that would be a good day. Study poetry, that's a good thing, instead of all your playing cards. That would be something for many of you. Not to mention breathing fresh mountain air instead of smoking and polluting your lungs. But I could go on and on, but it's a free life.
Love.
That's what I want to know. I have both. Why? Oh, you only have one cup? Okay, I'll try to be happy. This is good. No, it's like giving me hope to, you know. What can I do? I just surrender to the moment. It's good they're all different, otherwise it would be very boring, no? My summer sun, Swaha. Wednesday, when I saw you again after 7 months, I felt such a big emotion that made me cry. I missed you. But now you are here. I know. You have to follow your heart. It was a great poet, just like Samara. He said, if love beckons to you, if love say, come, then listen to him, follow him, even though his ways will be hard and steep, it's worth it. During this time, you were so often in my thoughts, and I tried to keep you in my heart. But I think I didn't do enough because I didn't make progress, and I had the confirmation after I had been here just for a few days. Yes, because again you got entangled, no? Entangled with the world, no? With all your things, with your business, with the problems, with the people. That's how it's always been. That's why so few people are listening to love. They are not ready to go up the mountain because it might be very hard and steep. So they don't go into the truth. They don't start looking at themselves. It's easy to forget. It seems to me like I was going back to the last days in Brazil when, during the silence, I saw myself clearly and I didn't like me. Yes. You didn't like the old. That is just a challenge to become the new. This is many times difficult because you have one foot in the old and you are just touching the new. So there's much more heaviness, much more weight in the old. This new adventure, this new life as a sannyasin is just starting. So it is a challenge because you really have to look at your own life. Sannyas means responsibility, no? Everybody wants freedom. Everybody wants to be happy. But they don't want responsibility. But you have to, because you have to take charge of your own life. So if it's something you didn't like in yourself, in your life, then you have to look deeper than what is it? Because I tell you, there's no reason that you should live like that. You are very lucky to be born in a place like this on this planet. Most people have a really hard time. They don't even have food. You can focus on the highest in you. Very few people have that opportunity. And so I asked myself some questions. Did nothing really change in me these months? Maybe if I change something important in my life, I would be different. I deeply feel that I need a long time for me, like time off, but how can I do it with the shop? You have your nice flower shop, no? But this is the dilemma, no? You have to figure out, no? You could rent it out to Mukunda for 1 year. For example. Because he needs to get out of its therapist role. Then he can sell flowers and just be happy like that. Yeah? I will help you. Where do you live in Italy?
It's a little town called Pordenone, near Venice.
Near Venice. Is that as far from you? So you will have a long way to work then. Mamma mia. But it's right, Malini. I deeply feel that I need a long time for me. And this is what you have to go for, because you feel it. It's something in you. You know it. Life always have problems, but if you have made a decision, then you always try to arrange it. You have to arrange your life after what is most important for you. One time it was this shop, now something different is happening, no? Then you have to adjust. And maybe you can manage to have a long time off. Or at least when we have the retreats, come, have big holidays. Like now, you should just stay here. Because the clarity comes when you come back to yourself. There in Italy, all your problems, your past, will wait for you there. So you have to be very strong. And you deserve it, like everybody deserves it, to come back to themselves, no? I deeply feel I need a long time. That's why I'm creating long retreats, because I know it takes time to get free from the old, to get that courage again, that you know what is right. But it doesn't need to be any conflict with what you're doing. You just have to be intelligent and get some hints from the master of who can help you like that. And if that doesn't work, we will come up with something else. Many of the sannyasins, they don't have so much money, so I can help you also, they can run your shop and make some money. Then you come with me for a year or so. Good? Yeah, good. I love my job, it's so creative and so different, but it's getting very arduous to wake up in the morning. Why is it getting arduous to wake up? Too many things.
When I go in the shop, I feel
tight. Yeah. Constricted.
Yes.
Yes. Then not good
I
sign.
Don't like it
no, don't like.
To stay there.
No, then don't stay. No, no, no. Don't like. If you don't like, don't do it.
That's what I feel.
Yeah, feel. That is right feeling. I'm telling you, that is a right. Right feeling. When you go in someplace, you feel tight, constriction. I don't like. Get out. Faster than fast. Then deal with the problems. How you can adjust this? Nobody. It could be your work, it could be your shop, it could be your relationship, it can be your country, it can be so many things, no? You then face it. I don't like this. It makes me tight. What can I do? I want to be free. I want to be loose. Yes. No, you're going to do it now. Okay? We do it together, no problem. Then maybe when you have a break also, you can keep your shop, you see what happens. Then things will change when you come back. Oh, maybe it's time to get rid of it. It's what you are saying also. It's getting very arduous to wake up in the morning. People should have work that they like to wake up and go to work or do whatever they are doing. That is the right sign. Don't force yourself. There's so many things in the world. I feel repressed. It's just like having a sword over my head. But this is how it is, Malini. Everybody has a fear of letting go. Because it gets like that. You have your safety. You don't know what will be if you let it go now. And that let go is on many, 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 many levels. If you cannot even let go of the outside, what to say about your inner attachment? My whole life, I'm always exciting. Just thinking about it now, I can walk down the road and never come back. I will be happy. I always had this. Leave everything, it doesn't matter. Because I came without and nothing. Nothing I came. Totally naked I came into the world, like everybody. And then how come you get so attached? Even when it gives you suffering, when it gives you pain, when it makes you depressed, when it makes you tense, how come you get so attached to it? Because you have forgotten that in reality you have nothing. And that is freedom, no? Then you are not so attached to your thing. Then you start functioning in a different way. See in an intelligent way what you can do now. Because everybody needs money also. It's a balance. Thank you. Thank you for everything I'm learning here and for all you do for me. With all my love, Malini. This is the sign of sannyas. This is what everybody or every sannyas should do, First, be open for the new. Because you are coming from the old. So you have to be open for new experiences. Because that will teach you many things, how to function in different ways. You will get more intelligent, more spontaneous. You have to take risk to go into the new. That is the first. To have courage to break with the old. And only if you drop the old, will you be free? So it's many steps and you feel it, Malini. It's time for it. Then after you have let go, then it's important to be a place where you learn the new, which is the Sangha, which is the Buddha field, which is around the master. Buddha calls it entering the stream. No, you enter the sannyasin, the disciple, as one who has entered the stream. It's a big difference to stand on the side of the river and watch it. Oh, how beautiful. Oh, I want to go in. Buddha says that the sannyasin, a real disciple, is one who goes into the stream. Now you are with the master. Now you don't know where the stream will go, but you are ready because you know the old didn't work. That is the next. Then you learn and you get settled in that new, in your own being, in your own heart, that you become unshakable. You become deeper. Then out of that, creativity comes, new creativity, out from a new space. Then whatever that creativity will be, nobody knows. But you should always create something new, so you have something to give to the world, to yourself. It could be even making a garden, or it can be a big thing. Nobody knows how the outcome will be. And then becoming more and more meditative, peaceful, harmonious. Because then you have created something, you have lived, you have understood, you have accepted the right path. Then you deserve to become more and more silent, more and more wise, to go deeper into yourself. And all these possibilities is open for you. You can live anywhere in the world. It's never been like that before. So don't go any places that doesn't feel good. And you say it's so good to be here, then follow your heart then. Nothing more to say. And you can write me if you have any problem, any questions, okay? Okay, Luciana. I love you. I love you too. I was even thinking, what excuse do I have to go to Italy? I don't know. But then I was thinking I could go to Luciana and Malini and have some good pasta. And maybe that is enough.
Some tiramisu too.
Tiramisu, yeah. You never know. And some good coffee. I feel very healthy. I drink my medicine to the last drop. May everybody become healthy and happy and follow their heart. And drink a lot of herb tea.
Shiva Shankara, Jai Shiva Shankara, Jai Shiva Shankara Hari Om. Hey Shiva.
No, in the Brazilian camp, no more drinking, only hot tea. Meditation. Then you will get more quiet. Then pour manjus and alini, then what do? Look at me, I can do that. How is it going now, Shivani?
Far out.
Deswa, how many paradises do you have? Many. In fact, this whole world is a paradise for me. And one master in the past, he said, this very earth, the lotus paradise. It just depends where you are in yourself. For some, this world is hell. For some, it's the lotus paradise. How many paradises do you have? I really like being here, but it also seems a bit unreal, which I think is mostly because of the mountains. It looks like I'm walking inside a very big painting. Yes. That you could look at that with the whole world, wherever you go, you are inside a big painting. That's what in India they call Leela. You just enjoy God's creation. And of course, coming from Denmark or Holland and coming up to these mountains is pretty impressive. But it's something much more than the mountains, my dear Animata. Because here you have an energy field that is very difficult to come by. And in the past, you had pilgrims, no? You heard about pilgrims. Then in the world then, in the past, then it was very innocent. These pilgrims, these seekers, which was the name of a sannyasin in the West. It's a pilgrim. He goes to places where he feels attracted to, you know, where something spiritual, something of the divine. But this is totally forgotten now. Because the humans, unconscious modern man, he has polluted everything. So you hardly have these sacred places anymore. But before they knew, it was power spots. And in every area of the world they had it. But then people were much more in tune. They were longing for the sacred. No, humans have almost lost that. They are longing for money, for power, for image. Something has gone totally astray. In the East, and especially in India and in the Himalayas, you still have a lot of these power spots. It's been kept alive for thousands of years, maybe 10,000 years. And when you come in these areas or that place, you can feel it. Of course, you have to be open for it. You have to be a meditator, a seeker. But they give a big help to find that place, that silence in yourself, that mysterious in yourself, because they are charged. And that is what is happening here. It's happening around every enlightened being. It becomes a place of energy. It becomes a sacred place. So then the pilgrims are coming there. Just like the butterflies are coming to the flower. No? They can't do anything. It's natural. Because they want the flower, they want the honey. So it's very difficult now to find these places. But much is available there that you can't find other places. being here, I can really feel that so many things in me have changed. You said to me, Swaha, in Brazil, you might not know how much has happened here, but just digest it. Yes. And still I will say that. Digest it and see. Because this is just the beginning. And the more you conscious you get for what you want, the more you can get out of it. My dark thoughts have turned into just warmth inside my heart, just like that. Yes, it's just like that. That's what happens in these kind of places. Because they are charged with some energy. So you start getting lifted above your ordinary self into a higher part of your being that normally is not functioning, is laying dormant in people. But when you're coming in to a place of this divine energy, call it satsang or power places, then you start again to connect with that higher side of yourself. This keeps hunting me. Yesterday I felt bad feeling because I was feeling so good, because I'm so unfairly lucky. Why unfairly? Don't have that. You are just yourself. Big mistake is to compare. Don't compare with anything, just be yourself. Then who is lucky and who is unlucky? You are just yourself. This is just games of the mind. Just be yourself. And if you're lucky, I always feel lucky also. I was born on a lucky star. Or maybe on a lucky star. I'm really looking forward to the rest of my life. I think it's so exciting. Deep gratitude and love from my love-filled heart, Anumata. Yes, that is very good. Be excited and go into it. But be aware. And remember Cat Stevens. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wide world. I always remember you just upon a smile. The world is very exciting. You should dive into the world, learn what the world has to teach you. Then hopefully you are full of the world, satisfied with that. Then you want to have the good meal again. Then you come back here, and then you are totally right. Then you want the different again. Peace. May everybody be excited of their life. Aum Shanti. Good luck. 40. That's what I'm bringing back again, these places where you can remember something else, something deeper, something higher, something real. As soon as you have touched it, you want more, you want to follow it. Good.
दिन चलना दिन चलना
जिंद मेरी मिट्टी दिए तेरे एक दिन चलना
जपिया ना नाम कदी सतसंग जाए के जीव ना पवित्र कीती गुरु जस गाए के जपे आना नाम कदी सतसंग जाए के
जपे आना नाम कदी सतसंग
ना पवित्र कीती गुरु जस गाए के
जीवना पवित्र कीती गुरु जस गाए के
तू क्यों जपन विच तू क्यों जपन विच लाइया ने दे दिया एक दिन चल